a reading from the Gospel of Luke. While Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands, and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. In this gospel, the Sabbath has been hijacked. Legalists have made the laws that govern the Sabbath more important than the day itself. With his words, "I am the Lord of the Sabbath," Jesus reclaims the spirit and purpose of the day. Jesus seems to gather and realize what is crucial for the Sabbath. What is Jesus' understanding of Sabbath? Well, certainly worship and reverence for the Father, but also to provide for what is needed for the body, such as what the apostles were going to eat. And so stopping them from eating the grain didn't make any sense. Jesus also recognizes the importance of relationship on the Sabbath. He heals the crooked woman, the blind man, the man with the withered hand. His relationships with them leads them to a renewal or restoral of relationship with others. It, in a sense, restores their life. We also know Jesus rested on the Sabbath, alone on the countryside. Our Sabbath has also been hijacked, not by legalism, but rather by the opposite, relativism, an anything-goes attitude that the Sabbath has just become another day like all the others. We humans need Sabbath. Our bodies need rest. Too little rest renders us cranky and irritable, and eventually it can render us ill. We also need rest for our minds, and I think of relaxation as a way to do this. Doing or thinking about something different from what we normally do allows us to come back to our work or ministry refreshed and renewed. So humans need rest and relaxation. We also need relationship, to be connected to people. And the Sabbath reminds us about these relationships with others, and especially with our relationship to God. We strengthen our relationship through reverence for the Creator, the giver of all life. So we can reclaim the Sabbath through rest, relaxation, relationship, and reverence. So my question for all of us today is, what has hijacked our Sabbath, and what do we need to do to reclaim it? What do we need to reinforce our Sabbath day? Do we need rest, relaxation, renewal of relationships, or reverence?